the book Hebrews or the 10 Unprofessor Honest Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information, just please contact us at our WhatsApp. It's a +27 international number, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. Now, I trust that you have gone and studied that, I think it's 82 pages, or just read through it, of what is your God's name. If you haven't, there's a whole weekend coming, if you have as well. Take your time and go and sit and do it. What a pleasure. Don't be afraid to discuss something that you were supposed to know, but what the church world has withheld from us all our lives. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, please go to part 1, start in part 1, because you have missed quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different studies that we are busy with. Please share the link with your friends and family and for everyone that you care for. And also make sure that you have, at least have a 1611 King James Bible, writing pad and pen ready. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a pleasure. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. And unfortunately, I will have to start from verse 1 again. Now, it happens. It happens. This Bible study is the only way that you can follow it. It's the only way. It's not because I think you're stupid and we've got to do it over and over. By doing it over and over, nobody will ever get it out of your mind again. Yahweh Almighty, O God, who at sundry times counted by past, diverse manner spoke to the prophets unto the fathers, spoke to the diverse times spoke to the fathers by the prophets. No more prophets. And in the last days, today, in the 21st century also, spoke to us as the bride of Yahushua. How does he speak to us? By his Son, through his Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom he had appointed heir of all things. Tell me, I just want to know something. The prophets, were they heirs of anything? I don't hear. No. They were not heirs of anything. But Yahweh says he has made Yahushua the heir of everything that he has in heaven and on earth. And what does Yahushua say before he ascended into heaven? Everything that belongs to me, I give unto you. We are heirs of every promise of Abraham. Although we are not circumcised by our flesh, but renewed by our minds and immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of their sins. Galatians 3, verse 26 to 29. Go and read it. Alright, he speaks to us by his, through his Son, whom he has appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, the different worlds. Now we have said, according to verse 1 and 2, it means that the position and necessity of a prophet after the death of Yahushua has been fulfilled, as so many other titles in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, Yahweh only spoke to Israel through prophets. But according to verse 2, Yahweh Almighty in this last days, today, is speaking to us as the bride of Yahushua by his Son, whom he, Yahweh Almighty, had appointed heirs of all things. Now I say in brackets, it is important to note that the Old Testament prophets were not heirs. They didn't inherit anything. No, they were only the mouthpiece of Yahweh Almighty, informing the nation of Israel what he, that's Yahweh, expected from them, by whom or for whom also he, Yahweh Almighty, made the world. We note the word, the worlds is plural. earth world over here and the heavenly world in heavens, afterlife. In this 21st century, churches and institutions, they are training people to become prophets. To do what? Today in South Africa and in different parts of the world, different churches is training people to become prophets, and that's men and women. To do what? To hear what God is saying to them, who's going to be the prophets. I just want to say, and this prophet course is 3 years, where you will be taught how to hear the voice of God speaking to you. And they will teach you how to prophesy certain things. You know what? I've got a parrot. And my parrot talks like a 3-year-old. It talks in sentences. In Afrikaans. You won't understand if I'm going to say what he says now. But she greets us when we come in. In English we will sound, "Hello daddy and mommy, where have you been? Have you brought me some yummies, sweeties?" When she's making a bit of a noise and you will raise your voice, she will just say, "Don't shout at me, don't shout at me." So she's got the intelligence of a human. She can have a conversation with you, which she did. She's 5 years old. Now, why is she talking in Afrikaans? Because we got here since she was 3 weeks old. She was just starting to get feathers. It is a black cap, a lorry, one of the best spoken birds in the world. So, if this very same bird was raised in India, it would have spoken in an English dialect. Or by a German, it would have spoken German. Why? Because the intellect was conditioned in a certain way and learned to say certain things. And as she grows older and gets more clever and develops the brain a bit more, she can link certain words to seek certain occasions. Now, what is the church world doing today? I'm talking about the Pentecostals, especially the Charismatics and the Pentecostals. What are they doing? They are teaching people to become prophets. Now, with the idea of the third temple that needs to be built, they are training priests and high priest in Jerusalem, the institution of Jerusalem, the third temple institution in Jerusalem. They're training priests and high priests. I've just finished the study, the lives of the third temple. Go and watch the study, the lives of the third temple. Go through it. Part one, start with part one. Work it through. There's so much information. So what do they do today in churches, or a lot of Pentecostal churches and Protestant and Charismatic churches? They teaching people how to become prophets, and then to instruct the assembly what God is saying. Why? Why will that happen? Can't ordinary people hear the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, anymore by themselves? Does God or Yahweh Almighty needs another person to come and tell me what he, through the Ruach HaKodesh, could have said to me straightway? This person is supposed to be the prophet. 99% of the time, if they know there's something wrong in your lives, when you've told him something, or your wife maybe spoke out of line, or then he will come and says, "The Lord says that, thus saith the Lord, this says the Lord." Can't be. They would use the opportunity to draw your attention to something maybe sin or something, and says, thus saith the Lord. It's not the Lord, it's what they say. If it was the Lord, or Yahweh Almighty, he would have used the Ruach HaKodesh and Yahushua to speak to you. Because the Bible says, that is the necessity of the Ruach HaKodesh, to teach us in all righteousness and truth, and convince us of sins and unrighteousness. In this 21st century, you don't need a prophet. Never mind what your church says. It's all a money-making racket today. Confessing your sin to a prophet or prophetess, it's all making money. It's like the Roman Catholics, where you go and do confession of sins. You sit in a little cubicle, and the priest will say, go pay 2,000 rand and go and sin no more. You don't need to pay with money for nothing. The blood of Yahushua is the total offer. It's paid for everything. 2,000 years ago, he paid it with his life. He bought our transgressions and our sins. He bore it upon himself. Now today, people want to create prophets. Well, the Bible says, I'm not saying it. Don't crucify me. You've read it in your Bible. You're busy with this for the last 2 weeks. You read it. You've done your own study. You notice that the Bible says, in the old times, he spoke to the fathers or to Israel through the prophets. In hence time, today, even from 2,000 years ago, he does not need prophets anymore. Yahushua was the last prophet to walk the earth. After him, there will be no prophets again. Not for the bride of Yahushua. But you know what? There needs to be a spiritual gimmick all the time. Getting people to come to church, getting people to feel spiritually, they've got to have something different all the time. I call it gimmicks. They've got to have a different gimmick to draw people to the church. Now you enroll in a course for 3 years, you will get a diploma that you're a prophet. To do what? To do the work of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh doesn't need a supplement. Yahweh doesn't need an alternative. Yahweh has made everything 100% kosher. He doesn't need a man-made prophet. Because in this 21st century, churches and institutions, they are training people to become prophets, to hear what God is saying to them, and then he or she will come into the church congregation. I just want to ask something. Is this scriptural? Is this scriptural? Yeah, but it's part of the fivefold ministry. Yes, but two of the five folds has been fulfilled. How many people know that? They had, like the 613 laws of Moses, for more than 1,000 years, was the basis by which people were saved. And it didn't work. That's why Yahweh brought his son Yahushua to earth. To fulfill the 613 laws, and give us a new covenant, a new testament, written in the blood of Yahushua, not in the blood of doves and lambs and goats. We are redeemed by the blood of Yahushua, the King of Kings, and the Master of all. We don't need a high priest anymore. We're going to find it in Hebrews 7. We don't need a high priest of flesh and blood. We have a high priest who sits on the right hand of the Father, and he intercedes for us. Through what? Through what? Not through a prophet on the earth, but through the Ruach HaKodesh, who lives within us. Hallelujah. How easily is that? So there's a fivefold ministry: apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, and teacher. So, what about the apostle? I just want to go to the first one, apostle. What was the criteria to become an apostle? Do you know? Today I hear so-and-so is an apostle, and so-and-so is an apostle, and so-and-so is an apostle. How did they become apostles? Who made them apostles? Who made them apostles? Oh, Abunandu in South America, he made them apostles. Really? Who made him an apostle? No, he made him an apostle himself. You know, there's a criteria to become an apostle. You had to see Yahushua alive. Every one of the 14 apostles that lived 2,000 years ago, there wasn't 12 apostles, there were 14. So every one of them saw Yahushua alive. So how do we come to 14 apostles? You see, we don't read our Bibles. The church has taught us there's 12 apostles. It wasn't 12 apostles. There was 14 apostles. So otherwise, I can't read English. Firstly, the 12 apostles. Then Judas Iscariot, who sold Jesus for 30 silver coins. So then it came in his place, Matthias, who was the 13th apostle. Because it was 12, then there came number 13, Matthias. And then there came Apostle Paul on the road of Damascus, who was Saul. He was the 14th, the apostle for the Gentiles. Do you understand that? So there were 14 apostles. We can't even read our Bibles. And I'm just sharing that with you, just as the Ruach just gives it me. So what do we have? Apostles was in the time of Yahushua, and we see them in the time of Peter and John and the others. But after Apostle Paul, there was never ever another apostle. How did Apostle Paul saw Yahushua? He saw him in the road on Damascus, and he addressed him as Yahushua in the Hebrew language. Now, go read your Bible in the book Acts. I think it's Acts 10, 12, if you go and read it there, where Paul, apostles, where Saul became Apostle Paul. Alright, he saw Yahushua. So, there's fivefold ministry. The apostle title has fallen away because there's no apostles. Now, the prophet title has fallen away. That leaves us with pastor, teacher, pastor, and teacher on the end. Apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, one of us, pastor, evangelist, teacher. That's the three that's operating today. This other two has had their time as well. It's easy as a word, we understand the word, or we do not understand the word. Now, there's quite a bit to think about, to speak about, speak to other people about it. And let's see next week if it's Father's will. We come together. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.